Hello everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful night of healing. So we'll all call in tonight if you wish to call in, ask questions, request the healings that the Light Shift performs. We can do sample healings for everybody. So let's do some entity releases. So instead of normal Earth-based entities, let's do the alien life forms that could be inside of us here. This will be a lot of fun for all of you here. So as you look around, do I have an alien in me? Well, we'll find out. So here we go. Gonna release them from the bottom of your feet now, working our way up a little bit. And again, just kind of sit back, relax, and see if you feel anything wiggling around as they come out of you. So here we go. We're there now, working on your ankles. And again, just relax, because nothing you can really do about this here. As they're in you, we're trying to get them out. So here we go. Having a wonderful time here, getting them out of your knees now. And you may start to feel this actually going through you and around you. So the Light Shift is working with you to get them out. Let's work with our ankles now. There we go. Working up to our hip joints. Okay, and second chakra area, and first chakra area, oh, I'm yawning here, heart chakra area, okay, and again, going up to our shoulders, down our arms. And elbows, fingers. Let's work on our neck now. Ears, eyes. Top of our head. And more stuff here is coming out. Okay. How you doing, Sylvia? You out there in cyberspace?
Doing great. This is wonderful. It feels just great. And I thought I'd just say hello to everyone and also to the people that have joined us on the Fast Chat. Thank you for coming aboard. And in case you're just tuning in with us, Ron and the Creation Lightship are doing a entity removal right now for anyone who wants to take part in it, and it's just to release from your body any type of entities that may be present with you. You might have heard him say a minute ago he was yawning while he was doing this. That's a sign that he's that there are people listening and participating in the healing that have some work to do. So he's running through that. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. It should feel very good. And we're going to have a wonderful night of healings throughout the hour. You can participate in the program in one of a few ways. One is you can call in to BBS, and I'll give you the phone number if you have something to write with. And this will allow you to call in and come on live with us and ask any question that you might have for Ron or make a request. The call-in number is 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And you can also post questions or healing requests on the Fast Chat by just clicking on the Fast Chat link on the BBS radio station internet page. And we'll just see what comes up and keep going. So right now, I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, to continue with this wonderful healing.
Yeah, so we're getting these things out of us here. Boy. So here we go. And I'd like to be, if anybody wants to get on the Fast Chat or call in, I'd like to have, in fact, call in if you can, everybody, to see how you're experiencing this also. So here we go. Oh, man. flow. Okay, let's do regular entities now, now that we got these things out. And same process. I'll count to 10 as they start getting released from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's see how we're doing so far here.
Maybe we can mention for people that might not be familiar with this, what you mean, Ron, when you say regular entities are the earth-based entities which come from the emotional bodies and emotional baggage and so forth from people that have passed on. Is that a pretty accurate description?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, for the new people, yeah, that's ghost.
So we're
taking
dealing
out these emotional bodies of people who died in the past. They body hop generation to generation throughout time. So it's necessary for you to get them out of you if you wish to live a more peaceful life. Otherwise, they come into you, your eyes become glossed over, and they're living your life through you, with you, having a great time. And they carry no responsibility at all to you as their entities. I think I heard a beep there.
Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, hi, Sylvia, Kathleen. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. This man said, what's my question? I said, I'm not sure the question, but I did the barcode removal today, and I said it was so, it's so interactive. It's unbelievable. I mean, I've done all of these things. That is very, I guess my question is, why doesn't everyone do it? They would love it. And then my second question earlier today was, how am I going to be here now? And I remembered the water call. So I got on that, and then Ron reminded me, everyone, about BBS tonight. So not only is there this beautiful healing available, there's also this ongoing, I mean, of course, the website of ongoing tools, which I always am thankful for, always, every day, and also, you know, having our spirit and working with that every day. But this, you know, this, oh, my gosh, what do I do now? And there it is. You know, here's the next thing going on. There's this whole community of people. So my question is, no question. There's no question.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like you had a wonderful healing today.
That's great.
Well, I'm very thankful.
That's great. Thank you for calling, Kathleen.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let's see what else we can do here. Let's get rid of some of the parasitic worms in our head. So, again, if you're new to the call here, to the BBS program, this may sound a little far out for you. To the regular people who's on, this is kind of old hash, and you kind of like to have these experiences, and you feel much better afterwards. So here we go. These are the energetic worms that are in our head. If your skin on your scalp starts crawling, it's because you have these. We're doing a program this coming Sunday, three of them, and this will be probably addressed also, along with shapeshifters and shadow bodies, along with entities. So it'll be quite a nice thing here that you can experience. So here we go, coming out, releasing these here. Whoa. Things are all pretty negative. They shouldn't be in our bodies. They're brought to us by the wonderful Galactic Federation. And you can put the word light after that also. So here we go. Getting them out of us here. And very wonderful. So just kind of sit back, relax, and you may actually feel this presence of energy as it starts to leave you. Most people, when they feel these things leave, their scalp kind of crawls. you know. And then after that, they actually sense more mental clarity. So here we go. Maybe even better eyesight. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
And I also find that when those come out and more of your spirit energy then has space and room to come into, then your intuition increases and a lot of other things because you're able to be with your divine spirit instead of having these other energies present with you. Ron, we have someone asking, I think it's Beyond, is asking on the fast chat, if you could explain a little bit more about how come sometimes you are yawning during the clearings.
Because all the energy goes through me to get released, so that's when my body gets rid of the energy sometimes, so it's able to process more. And that's why I do a lot of yawning, even on the particular healings that I do with people or the workshops that I have, I yawn off and on. So if you feel like yawning too, go right ahead. It'll also help your body process this information and the energy that's coming out of it.
Okay, great. Are we still doing that clearing, Ron?
Yeah, I'm still doing it. I'm still yawning. We'll do spirit integration probably in about a minute or so here.
Okay, great. Well, while you're doing that, can I just talk for a minute about this weekend?
Yeah, go right ahead. That's great.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to mention what Ron was talking about a few minutes ago. Four intensive healing sessions coming up this month that you can participate in that don't require any prerequisites in order to participate in them. And this is based on earlier this year, Ron started making these intensive healing sessions available to people on a conference call type group healing session basis so that people weren't required to have to travel and, you know, have all of that expense. And so these are wonderful. You can do it in the comfort of your own home just by, you know, having a phone with speakerphone on it. And the first opportunity is the one coming up this weekend on Sunday, which is the 12th. It's an 8-hour long healing session, which sounds like a long time, but keep in mind that you can just be walking about your home, you know, doing things that you're doing while this healing is going on. And you can even join it absentee, and the healing will still work for you if you have to work or if you have other plans that you can't change. But it's very nice to be part of it, and the time goes by in a blink because you're on the creation light ship for the whole time, where you're out of the whole element of time as we know it here, and you're receiving these beautiful healings, and you're on the light ship with the light beings, and it's just a fabulous, fabulous opportunity for healing. And it's actually going on for the next 3 Sundays in a row, and those dates, again, would be the 12th, 19th, and 26th of July. And then there's a 4-hour healing once a month. This is done on the third Saturday of the month, so that's coming up on the 18th. And that's 4 hours of healing and divine water activation on the creation light ship. So those are all terrific opportunities for speeding your healing progress. And if you're interested in participating in those, just give Ron a call or an email, and can take it from there. So basically, Ron, can you fill in a little more about the 3 Sundays? Like you mentioned, shadow bodies are one of the things that will be being released from people, and I doubt that very many of us really fully understand what that's all about.
Yeah, let me do a spirit integration here, then we'll talk about that. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So, yeah, the shadow bodies, as I perceive them, they look like us. They are us, in a sense. They look like your body. And these are cloned dark side bodies. Remember, we talk about going off into cloned Earths with our cloned bodies there. And so this is actually what's brought forth here that's around us also. So these bodies that are around us can interact with people. So somehow, I'm not sure how they actually work, but they do show up, look like us, talk to people, and maybe this is when you get off into some type of mindset of doing something that isn't in love energy. I just don't know. But they come forward, they use that clone body, it looks like it's a physical person, and your body is somewhere else in some other maybe parallel universe, or just not brought in here in time. So let's just draw a scenario together here. Since the dark side is in control of our time-based reality here, so we know when we're here typically because, like right now, you're listening and you think that you're here and you're hearing every word that I'm saying. But what if you're taken out of time every tenth of a second? Well, the whole time frame here for everybody, everything would not be here for that every tenth of a second. And it would come back into play after that. So it would be kind of like looking at the old motion pictures, and you were to slow the frames down to where you would see one frame and then, you know, where the partition would be between the next frame, and then it would come on again. So when we're not here, where are we? Well, what they can do is bring forth the cloned you and bring you forth into their next time manifestation. And that clone may be here for 15 minutes. And then they put you back in maybe after that. So all of a sudden you're dealing with stuff not knowing that you have that perception of being here. Another way of saying it, some people say, yeah, I don't know what happened to me. I don't remember what happened. You know, the event went by real quick or something, and I don't think I was here. I don't have that consciousness for the last 10 minutes, what happened. But yet your body's still walking around. Well, maybe that was a clone body of yours, and there's no memory to it. But to everybody else around you, you were still there. Maybe you were still at your job working. So this is kind of what we're going to be taking out of you are these bodies that are cloned, which we call shadow bodies. So I hope that answered the question enough. That's what I perceive they are. Remember, they do materialize our spiritual blueprint from darkness also, just like the light does. They have that capability. And this is how you're able to go into a parallel universe with your body, and then your spirit goes into that body thinking that it's part of you because they just manifest a body that looks like the one that you have here created by the light. And that's kind of how it is. So it gets kind of weird sounding, kind of scary maybe to some people. For me, it's just like a fact of life here. You start looking around and seeing things happening. I know everybody out there listening probably is also maybe shaking their heads and understanding what I'm trying to say here. Because life is not the way it's supposed to be. At least, you know, inside of yourself, when you talk to your spirit, you kind of wonder what's going on here. You know, it doesn't seem correct, doesn't seem right. Where's the integrity here? And this is why we are the way we are here. So it's not necessarily your fault. At some point we have to be able to get out of this situation that we're in. So back to you, Sylvia.
So Ron, you always used to say, when we're talking about, talking about entities and things that come into us, you used to say, if you're not home, then who is? Well, now it's kind of like, in addition to that, you kind of have to ask, if you're not here, then where are you?
Yeah, that's another way of looking at it, too, yeah. So, that portion, of what we're talking about here, all of it is kind of sci-fi, you know. And we have seen, shapeshifters on, you know, a lot of the movies that we watch, you know, where you see, like, some kind of fuzziness or energy around somebody. I think in the Terminator movie, they have it. I think they had it in the new Star Trek movie. So, you know, a lot of the movies out now do show this life form around people. and that life form, as it comes into the body, creates, you know, that dark energy in a sense, and it could be that dark energy being manifested. So that's kind of, you know, what it's all about. There's a movie that was by, what is it, Vin Diesel, I think. I'm trying to pull up the name here as I'm thinking. Oh, man, it was one word. I might be able to get it. I mentioned on one of the shows before. It's about a two-year-old movie. And, you know, it shows him fighting at the very end of the show, this darkness energy. And the guy was doing all kinds of shape-shifting, dematerializing, coming behind him as he's fighting. Redeck, I think is what it's called. And at the very end of the movie, in really low volume, when he's sitting on this throne to be the leader of these people because he killed this dark person, I believe he said, you become what you kill, whispering that, which is true. You know, all the energies that you, you know, inhabit or come into you, you know, is what you are. So that's another way of looking at life here. So back to you, Sylvia. Let's get into a more positive show here if we can.
Okay, well, I just want to answer one person's question before we move off of this topic. And Marie was asking if the shadow bodies, once we get them removed, can we get, you know, more of them like entities?
Yeah, I would assume so. But remember, that it's taken a long time for them to come into you. And so typically once you do work with the light ship is there to help protect you because they don't want to have the healings taken away from you, especially on these things. And so can more come in? Yeah, more than likely they could, I would think, but are they going to be at the same magnitude as before? Probably not. On the conference call we did, I think a couple of days ago, I took some of these out of the people, and these really wanted to leave. They wanted to come into the light, which is very interesting. So there was really no spiritual warfare battling going on. They just happened to say, hey, we want to come into the light, you know, we want to get a spirit inside of our bodies, and that's perfectly fine. So that's great. That makes it very easy. There's no confrontation. And so
that's
maybe this will be great for this coming weekend on Sunday, and maybe the other times that we're doing this, maybe they'll all kind of surrender. And remember, the more that gets out of here, the more the Earth is going to be a much better place.
Great. We had Twiggy on the line on the fast chat, and they're asking if the healings that you do on these radio programs, Ron, will work when people play them back from the archive section of BBS radio, even if you don't actually say so in the show.
Yes, I'm limiting the shows to 2 months. But the archives will work for 2 months. The reason is I'm getting kind of overloaded a little bit with energy by doing all these healings. And so I don't want my energy to go out past 2 months on the archives. So if you come onto an archive and you start listening and you want to hear more, it'll give you 2 months to understand what we're talking about. And I think in 2 months of time, you should have enough sample clearings and healings to know that this is what you need. So this is why I'm limiting it to a two-month time. So, you know, if you're brand new to the show and you come on, yeah, if you just figure you have 2 months, they'll work for you. After that, the light beings will not be active and activated to do healings on you. And they know, you know, they understand who you are, what you are, because they created you. So that's what I'm putting forth here because of all the energy that I'm using now to do healings with the online healings for people.
And Ron, how does that apply to the archives of the Saturday night shows when you actually physically take people to the light ship for healing?
Okay, yeah, on the Saturday shows, that will not work on the archives, only because, you know, we still have alien abductions here.
So that's just the part of the show where you actually go to the light ship. The rest of the healings on those shows still work.
Yeah, so they will work till we go to the light ship. If you're listening to an archive on a Saturday and, you know, you hear us going to the light ship, you'll probably have this wonderful peace energy coming into you. That's what they're going to give you in place of going to the light ship. So you will feel the love energy, and, you know, that would probably be more like peace energy to us here. Remember, divine love energy actually has no emotion to it. But peace energy will have a little bit of the emotion, so you're going to feel more peaceful.
Ron, could we request activating the light being right now to bring some of that divine energy through to people?
Well, that'd be wonderful. Sure. So everybody just scroll down on your monitor screen here, inch or so, we'll say, and beneath the little blinking flower there, and we'll activate the light being. We'll do three different energies for everybody. This I love doing because it allows you to sense male, female, and non-gender. So bring up the light being here, and I have it right in front of me here. And we're going to first bring in the females. And just watch your picture on your monitor screen. And I love doing this in the workshops that I do because I'll bring them right into the room, and wow, it's just quite something to feel the different energies of each one of these here. So here comes the females. You may start to sense the change of energy on the picture. Most people feel and sense that the colors are changing and the vibration of the colors come into you along with the actual head floating a little bit, becoming more three-dimensional, more lifelike. Here we go. And there we go. A little more energy, please, here. There, that's better. And more. Let's get a little stronger, please. There we go. A little more here. A little more. There we go. A little more. This one's actually, to me, a brand new light being coming in. One of the females here. So she's a little shy. Come on, a little more here. There, now she's coming in. There we go. Great. Okay, just kind of sit with this energy for a little bit here, maybe half a minute, and just feel the presence of a female light being. So these energies, these light beings have not incarnated yet. That's why they're still called a light being. When they incarnate, they'll no longer be a light being. They will just strictly be someone like you, and they'll have the body that you have right now looking at you, typically. This type of life form would be more a human type, and they'll find where they want to go to, and more than likely they probably will not want to come back to something like this here. They'll probably pick a much more conscious, loving energy rather than what we have here controlled by aliens and ETs, etc. Okay, and we'll have her back out here. There we go. There. Now we'll have the males come in. And these males have been here before. They come in groups of three, so you might feel the presence change a little bit. And they're always a little bit timid sometimes to come in because they don't want to blow anybody out of the water with their really strong energy. So here we go. Stronger. We'll increase them. Stronger. 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 Stronger, stronger, oh, very nice, stronger, stronger, and stronger. Hey, how's that feel to you, Sylvia? Do we need to get them a little stronger for us, or is that good enough, you think?
It's feeling great to me, wonderful. And I'm enjoying watching the change in the monitor in front of me as the colors become more vibrant and there seems to be more of a three-dimensional effect. It's beautiful.
Hey, a little bit more here. We'll bring in some more energy. So here it comes. Okay, get a little more, please. Yeah, that feels good to me. Okay, let's do the non-gender light beams here. So we'll have the males leave us here. And here comes the non-gender. Okay, stronger, 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 and stronger. So in the words of Van Halen, love comes walking in, love walks in, and you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. And this is what these light beings do here. They come in to help us do healings and to give us their peace, love, energy, so that we can feel more connected to our own divinity. And they actually help to re-energize your spirit also that's with you. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Those feel amazing. That's wonderful. Let's see. Let's get into a few of the healing requests that people have asked for tonight, and then maybe we'll fit in some more of the questions after a bit. Back at the beginning of the hour, we had Beyond on the fast chat, and they were asking if there was something that would neutralize the mental spamming bridges constructed energetically by toxic people. So maybe that would be like psychic attacks from thought energy and thought projections and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, that was a mouthful. So say that again, Sylvia.
Something to neutralize the mental spamming bridges constructed energetically by toxic people.
Okay, so it sounds like what I'm hearing you say is to neutralize the thoughts of people that get tangled up in your mind. Is that sort of what I'm hearing, and the way they can bring forth and trigger events in your life through connecting to our judgment issues?
That's what I would guess. You know, we're so bombarded with different, toxic thought energy and things like that coming at us from people being so involved in the mind energy.
Okay, well, we can put you in the present moment. That's the best cure for that. So here we go. Bring the light beam up. We'll bring the males in here. And here they come. So get them to increase the energy. And when you get into the moment, what I'm going to do is take out different bodies that we have, invisible energetic bodies. And we're increasing the male energy. And then Ed did bring forth here, looks like we have some Vin Diesel, and it's called, I think, Chronicles of Riddick, R-I-D-D-I-C-K. So the very end of that, you can actually see him fighting with a person, like I said, with like the spirit energy of him, shapeshifters moving around as he goes in and out of time. So remember, this is all real stuff. So you kind of get a clue of what's happening to us. A lot of the sci-fi movies are telling us the truth, just that we just think it's sci-fi. And then all of a sudden, maybe after 5 to 20 years, what we saw in sci-fi is kind of like real, you know? So it's like these people are visionaries, so to speak, or something else, and they're bringing forth this information. And then once we see it once, we kind of take it as normal because we saw it. And then all of a sudden, we get enveloped by it and controlled by it. So here we go. The males are here. We're going to take your emotional body out and put it in front of you. So right now, sample your energy, see how you feel. I'm going to take out the emotional body. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Put your mental body behind you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Take your feeling body. Put that to the right side of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then we have pain body. That's going to go to your left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do your trauma body. Put that on top of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's do your sensory body underneath your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you should feel completely different right now. You should feel like the pressure is off of your body. And this is because these energies from these bodies just leak into the physical body and cause it to have these experiences. Remember, they activate your DNA, your cellular memory to you. But they're in place because of our thought energies, which we talked about earlier, about the thought energies actually killing us. So these things are in us to prevent that. This is why you feel so drained, overloaded, etc. So let's take you out of time now and put you into the present moment with your spirit. So the light beams are going to do that for you. I'll count to 10 to command the energy. You're going to feel like you're just sitting there all by yourself. You're going to be able to look out of your eyes and sense things around you, see things, but they're not going to be corded slash connected to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, would it also be appropriate for that to do, like, maybe a sample of, like, cording release? Maybe each person could think of, you know, someone like a maybe toxic person in their life that they would like to have a cording release from or something like that?
Yeah, okay.
Or planets?
So, yeah, that sounds good. Let's just think of a person then that's caused you problems here. Could be, you know, male or female, makes no difference. It could even be a group of people. So just think of somebody that you've dealt with in the last week, and we're going to disconnect that energy. So what we're going to do is think of that one person, and I'll go back 10 days, and we'll just take away the cords instantly. And then I'll go to 9 days and go down and just see how your body's feeling. Maybe they attacked you on the seventh day. Maybe you won't feel anything until the seventh or something. So here we go. 10 days, this person's released. Okay, 9 days, 8 days, 7 days, 6 days, 5 days, 4 days, getting heavy, 3 days, 2 days, yesterday, and today cleared. So just see maybe what day they attached to you more or attacked you more, and just kind of look back upon that and just see what they did, how they did this special energetic connection to you. A lot of people get connected when they get their heart opened up. So you hear somebody and they're talking to you about something, you know, and your heart opens up. Maybe they want to borrow $10 or something because they have this problem, and they start talking to you, and your heart opens up, and you pull out your wallet. Well, at that point, they zap you. You know, you give them the money, but once you get your heart opened up, this is how the dark side wants to work. Remember, the dark side can use the shadow bodies to work and destroy you. So they can actually have a physical person that you love and know, respect, come into your life, and that they can take the body over, just create a new one. And you think you're dealing with, Aunt Harriet here, who you really love and respect. And all of a sudden, Aunt Harriet turns into this other person that looks like Aunt Harriet. And all of a sudden, they zap you. And this is the way the dark side works. It always works typically through people that are loved ones in your family or close acquaintances. And this is how they come after you, because you're more vulnerable because you are in relationship with them more than you are with other people. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I just noticed a question popping up on the fast chat about one of the clearings, and this is from Nancy and Angel. The question is, if I purchased the spirit clearing for my father who died 4 years ago, will he be found during the ascension period?
Yes, they look for him actually instantly. It depends. It's a hard thing to answer, okay? Number one, you have to find out if he's incarnated, okay? If he's incarnated here, then they will find him definitely. If he's floating around in the light of the darkness, which you may want to call heaven, then they can also find him there. But if somehow they took him to a parallel universe, it may be harder to find that particular spirit. So during ascension time, they would look for him. So I hope that answered your question. Because it gets to be a little vague there. But once they find someone that's maybe close to that person, and or a spirit fragment of that person, then they can actually connect to that and move on down the line. So this is how the healings work, because since you're connected to your father, your spirit energy also more than likely would know where your father is, because you may have that connection spirit to spirit, and maybe your spirit followed your father over to the other side, which we'll call the light of the darkness, and wants to watch him and to see how he's doing. Then naturally your father may come to you and to just see how you're doing before he incarnated. So yes, the light ship can find him, as long as he has a piece of himself over here. And then they'll look for it during the ascension time. And hopefully they can find all of the fragments, much like hopefully they can find all of ours. So back to you, Sylvia, and I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, okay, great. We also had about another clearing. I think Pauline was asking if the heart-to-spirit connection is the same as the heart-spirit interface.
Okay, let's see. Heart to spirit. Okay, so this connects your spirit to your heart center. That one, okay. And what's the other one now? The
heart-spirit interface?
Heart-spirit interface. That one's slightly different. The heart-spirit interface connects more of your spirit energy in wholeness to your spirit and your heart center. So it's a little confusing. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's slightly different.
Okay, great.
So I can't, I'm sorry.
Is it a clearing that you can do samples of so people can just sort of feel?
Sure, okay, let's do that. Let's do your heart to spirit connection, okay? So remember, your spirit may not want to go into your heart center completely. You may say, gee, why doesn't it want to do that? Well, maybe you're dealing with heartache, okay? So where does your spirit live? It lives in non-judgment love energy. It's not going to go into heartache that you're holding into your heart center, okay? So this is slightly different, okay? So here we go. So we're going to see if we can get your spirit to come more fully into your heart center. So I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might want to just sense your body energy, see how you feel. Okay, now we're going to do the other one, which is what the like spirit integration into the heart, bringing forth more of your spirit energy. Is that correct, Sylvia?
I believe she had used the words spirit, heart-spirit interface.
Yeah, interface, uh-huh. Okay, here we go. So just kind of note how the first one was. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, to see if you sense a change there. There was a slight difference on them. A little hard to describe for myself what they are, but maybe somebody could come online or even call in if you wish, if you felt a change there. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, for myself, I really felt that heart-spirit interface that you just did just now, just so much energy in my heart center, and it felt really wonderful. Whatever it was that they were doing, it just felt so good.
Yeah, let's take off some heart pain from people.
Oh,
heartache, heart pain. Let's do that right now here.
Great.
Go to the heart center, heart chakra area, and start taking out these like little constrictions, maybe energetic knots, blockages. And here we go. We're going to take it out of the front side of you first, and then we'll do the back side. So here we go. And this might be emotional for some people because they might actually see a relationship from the past as it gets released from you. Here we go, coming out. Okay, more is coming out here. I'm yawning again here. There we go. Okay. Well, let's do the back side of you here. More is coming out. Take a deep breath. You should be able to breathe a little better here. Remember, these energies can also cause your heart muscles and your chest area to kind of, you know, get stuck. The muscles might be very tense. There we go. So you may be able to feel some relief. Okay, there we go. How's that, Sylvia? Putting you on the spot here.
Well, I was just really enjoying that. It's great. I loved how you did it on the front side and then separately from the back side so you could feel the difference in the energy there. And it was kind of like you said, how, you know, chest and your heart area, the muscles and everything can kind of get constricted from carrying around that energy. And when that clearing was being done just now, it felt very relaxing, very soothing. I could feel my heart center open up further, and it just felt wonderful. I didn't want to stop.
Yeah, it's a very nice healing.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Would that be what people would, like I noticed on your list of services, you have something called the heartache clearing. Would that kind of be what that was all about there?
Yes. That's what it is. And it's probably, it's needed by both males and females, but I think women have a much harder time with it just because being more sensitive than men typically. So I put that forward because, you know, it's mainly for women. Not that men don't need it also, but women have get trashed a lot as they're growing up. I'm going to be doing a special clearing. I'll just talk about it. It's not on the website yet. When I can find some time to figure it out, within a month I hope I'll have it up. So this is typically, I'll do it for men too, but this is mainly for women. This is why I'm doing this here. What I find when I do emotional clearings on women, sometimes I'd say about 70% of women between the age of 10 and 20, and it could go past that, but they just have a lot of stuff happening. Perfectly blunt here, giving away your sexuality to your first lover, romantic relationships, having to work in a man's world, giving away your heart energy to work with mind energy. Women just get trashed around this planet, and I see that when I do the emotional healing. So I want to put something in there on the website which will bring back, I guess I'll use the word innocence, heart energy, something like that, that will allow women to regain what they lost before maybe their first sexual encounter, before they got into the workplace and had to live in a man's mental world. And I think it'll help a lot of women out there when I do this clearing, so that you can, because you're always probably searching for that. You know what you had, and then now you lost it. And, you know, I want to bring that energy back to all the women that go on this here. Like I said, men probably don't sense it as much. I very seldom have that emotional energy when I work with men doing the emotional clearing. But like I said, a lot of women have that. And it just makes me sad because I just see all this stuff, and it's it just should not be that way here. So I hope I kind of maybe hit the nail on the head for some of you. So I am going to put that up on the website to bring back your innocence, your female energy. I think that quote-unquote goddess movement was probably out there to sort of do the same thing, but it's not even close to what the light ship can do for women. So this is going to be a wonderful healing as we bring it forth here to bring women back into their integrity of their being of who they are, being female. So,
it sounds like it's kind of restoring that, if you will, that kind of divine feminine aspect of their being so that they can, create from that aspect instead of having to kind of act like masculine or whatever to survive in this world.
Yes, uh-huh.
It would be also really wonderful to have a clearing. I think, Ron, doesn't it seem to you as you're doing the clearings that maybe many men that you run into kind of have their heart centers closed off in a different way? Not from necessarily pain like what the women have experienced, but just sort of blocked.
Yeah, that probably goes more into genetics of having that energy blocked all the time.
And maybe conditioning too, because men are taught, that they shouldn't be too sensitive. They shouldn't maybe connect with their feelings so much, and they should be strong and tough and macho and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would think so. So, yeah, I'm going to be working on that. So, anyway, that's what I'm planning to do to help people.
And bring balance.
I feel the sadness there. So let's get into something happier here. Let's bring in some. I'll bring in the life force energy of light beings. I've never done this before. I had them bring in their essence, we'll say, bringing in the peace energy, etc. Let's bring in their life force energy. So here we
Wonderful.
Go. Divine life force, and we'll bring a team in here. They're going to bring in 10 light beings of different, sexes and non-sex here to help us here. And here comes their life force energy through the light beam. So on a count of 10, as they energize you in the room here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I just feel that wonderful energy. There's a comment here about Karen about heartache from men from past relationships too. Yeah, so the whole thing is probably going to be the same. You can just select put your name in, and they'll work with you to bring back the innocence. That's probably what I'm looking at here, of being able to become who you were when maybe you were a couple years of age or something, being completely in that love energy versus to where you are now.
I think all of us need that. I love Ed's comment. Ed is on the fast chat saying, I want my innocence back. Yeah, we all do.
Oh, yeah.
And these light beings with the life force energy, this feels incredible, Ron.
Yeah, it feels very, very nice. So
it feels very uplifting.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. So we'll bring in some more of that life force energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Maybe we could spend a couple minutes. Oh, well, we only have about 1 minute left, I guess.
Fast.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised. We haven't talked about this for a while. Could you tell, Ron, people how to do the process to increase their own life force energy?
Yeah, so it's a very simple exercise. Put your hands in front of, say, your heart center, fingers pointed up like you're going to do a prayer, okay? And then pull them apart, maybe 6 inches to a foot, maybe body width, and move your hands in slowly, and let your body feel this energy between your palm chakras, okay? And at some point, it's going to become increasingly larger as you move your hands closer together, like you're compressing a heavy spring or like a ball, okay? And once you feel that, then move your hands apart, maybe, you know, a foot from where that energy level was there. And then just say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. Just say it out loud and then bring your hands in again. And you're going to find that your energy is increased between the palm of your hands. It'll be further apart. And move your hands apart again. Say it. Bring it in. And do that about maybe 20 times. And probably maybe after the first 10 times, your hands are going to be straight out alongside of you. And just keep saying it. The more you say it, the more you're going to feel better. It'll bring in more of your spirit energy to you. If you want to say it 100 times, you probably get very, very warm. Might start to sweat even as your spirit comes more fully into your body and provides healing to you. So it's a good way to bring your spirit in. And once this energy field is increased around you, this is your life force energy. It's not your auric field. And people are, when you do that, it's very hard to be courted by other people. So that would be, in a sense, your spiritual protection, and do it daily. So I guess we should probably call it quits here. Our show's getting a bit overtime here. So we have the 8-hour conference calls coming up. Our marathon healings here will be this Sunday, and it'll be for 3 consecutive Sundays. So if you want to come on, give me a call or an email. You can go on the website to, I guess, the event page here, and also sign up for that. So blessings to all of you. The time is 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, and it's 8 hours in length. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Blessings, everyone. We'll be back on Friday on Station 2 on BBS at 5 minutes before 7 p.m. Pacific this Friday night. We'll see you then.
Okay.
Bye.
Everybody.